The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys.
Welcome
can't
to the
do.
Show, folks. Thanks for joining us here on the Trump phenomenon. Wow, 2018 is winding down. October 17th. 2018, and plenty to report today, plenty to look forward to tomorrow, the next day, and the rest of the week. The election is just, how many days away is it? 19, 20? My goodness. And all sorts of things to report there. So let's dive into it. If you want to call in and join in the fray, it's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Let's see here. Some announcements here of new things coming up. The Trump barnstorming, whistle-stopping, coast-to-coast campaigning continues apace. The addition of a new city. I don't know how to pronounce it. Maybe one of you out there in our audience in Wisconsin can tell me how to pronounce Mosinee, M-O-S-I-N-E-E. I'll just go with Mosinee, Wisconsin. A tiny burg of 4,000 people smack dab in the center of Wisconsin, kind of equidistant between more familiar towns like Wausau and Madison and Eau Claire. Some of my German ancestors came through that part of Wisconsin, on their way to Minnesota, on their way to Nebraska. The Mosinee, Wisconsin event will be on Wednesday, October 24th. But let's take the upcoming events in order so that you can look forward to this and plan your life around them. Tomorrow, no event tonight, sorry to say, but tomorrow in Missoula, Montana, Trump event in the evening, just about our showtime here. So we very on any of these events, actually, I've coordinated with the Donald Trump's front office and made sure that his events are coordinated with this timing for this show. And they've been very accommodating. It's wonderful. One of the reasons I love Donald Trump. But be that as it may, all of these events are right around our showtime. So Missoula, Montana, Thursday, October 18th, that's tomorrow. Then the next day, Mesa, Arizona, Friday. Then, wow, it's bing, bang, bong here. The next day, Saturday, October 20th, in Elko, Nevada. Then Donald Trump takes Sunday off for church. And Monday, he's back at it again, October 22nd. He's in Houston, Texas, and Tuesday off, then Wednesday in Mosinee, Wisconsin. So I don't know what this is going to be interesting to see. Mosinee is a small town, so people – I don't think Donald Trump needs to worry about that. I don't think he needs to worry about getting into a larger town to get a larger audience. His problem, if you want to call it that, is that his audiences are too large. I saw a forecast today that he's expecting in Missoula 30,000, no, in Elko. In the Elko event, he's expecting 30,000 people. What? Let me see what kind of a hall they're having this in. where are the 30,000 going to fit? Let's look at the event. Okay, let's try that. And the Elko event is in the Mountain. Oh, this is going to be, wow, this is challenging. It's at Mountain West Aviation, which means the way I read that, that's one of his airport events. We've seen many of these on this show where he pulls in to a big hangar and pulls his jet right up to the front of the hangar and travels 50 yards, 100 yards to the podium set up so that people are going wild in the hangar. This looks like a hangar event. So 30,000 people. Whoa. I don't know how he's – wow, what's he going to do there? Anyway, so you've got five events all lined up, and this is going to continue this way all the way up to the election, and we'll talk a lot about the election. The Kavanaugh effect – let's talk about the election for a moment. The Kavanaugh effect is continuing to look wonderful. Races all over the country are moving in the Trump direction. All of this very good, extremely good in the Senate, where the Republican outcome is going to be much better than what's anticipated in the House. And I'll talk about that for just a second. I thought about it a lot yesterday and this morning, and I finally realized why is the House looking so much more bleak than the Senate, and there are simple reasons for this. Maybe I should go over them right now. But just to give you the big math, in the Senate, it looks like there's a real distinct possibility. In fact, Kelso will make his forecast right now. I'm forecasting a 55-45 result in the Senate, which is right now 51-49. I think the Republicans will go up four seats to 55, Democrats down four seats to 45. 55-45. That's wonderful. Man, that makes the Senate a lot better place for Donald Trump. The House, where Republicans now have a good majority, looks worse. Let me go to realclearpolitics.com. Let me go there now. That's the best website that I know of for forecasting these outcomes. And they're predicting right now, their calculation shows this is in a House where you need 218 seats to be the majority party. 435 seats in the House. 218 constitutes a majority. What do Republicans have right now? Is it 230 seats? Forgive me for forgetting that very important number. But the Real Clear Politics is showing that 206 seats are either solidly or leaning Democrat. 206 right now. Here's the bad news. Only 199 are solid or leaning Republican, with 30 up for grabs, total being 435. So to get to 218 from the current 199 that Real Clear Politics shows, Republicans must win 19 of those 30 toss-up seats. 19 out of 30. That sounds like a little bit of a tall order. Not too tall, but against the odds. Now, the Kavanaugh effect may ride to our rescue because in race after race, in Senate and the House, the American people are disgusted by what the Democrats have done with the Kavanaugh deal. And the Democrats continue to shoot themselves in their foot. Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren, shooting herself in the foot with her stupid Indian stunt. that boomerang, and the idiots like Nancy Pelosi prancing around the country, talking about impeaching Donald Trump, talking about a wall. She was just on national TV saying that a wall, what a dumb thing to say at this time. It's immoral, she said. Let me look at my notes. She said it's expensive, it's immoral, it's ineffective. And this is a quote. This is a talk about cheek. in chutzpah, she said, a wall is not something people do between countries. What is that? A wall is not something people do between countries. Really, Nancy? Really? Not something people do. Well, what do they do between countries, Nancy? Did you study history in college or since then? Have you read anything about history? People don't have walls and fences, barbed wire and trenches and armed outposts and guard towers along their borders. So, what a dope. Anyway, so she's sticking her foot in her mouth, sticking her finger into the hornet's nest of the immigration issue, which is her weakest issue, the wall, which is her weakest issue. So may they continue doing that for the next 19 or 20 days. And I'm hoping that we will be celebrating a wonderful victory even in the House. The Senate is a done deal. You don't need to worry about the Senate anymore. I'll do some of the detail here, but I thought about it long and hard since yesterday's show, and there's no question, absolutely guaranteed, Republicans are going to win. In fact, it'll be 56 to 44. If they win in Montana, where Rosendale is going to beat Tester, if they win in Nevada, where Heller, the incumbent Republican, is going to beat Jackie Rosen, they call her Wacky Jackie. In Arizona, there's no question, Martha McSally will beat Kyrsten Sinema, who has shot herself in the foot numerous times in the last week. She is now quoted. Somebody has found video where she has, and Martha McSally cited this in their just concluded debate, where McSally mopped the floor with Kyrsten Sinema, mentioning that Sinema has actually stated in the past that it was okay with her if American citizens support the Taliban. Now, put that in context. Martha McSally is a veteran A-10 Warthog fighter pilot, fighter bomber pilot, and she was a commander. I think she concluded her service, I think, as a colonel. But in any event, she was a commander of a, and I forget the size of the unit, shows my ignorance of the Air Force, but it was a squadron, maybe, of which she was a commander. So she's going to beat Sinema in Arizona. Then in Missouri, Claire McCaskill has really stepped into cow pie. The Veritas project of James O'Keefe has really outed McCaskill's lack of patriotism. So Josh Hawley, a very attractive candidate, very articulate, he's going to beat McCaskill in Missouri. I'm going through what were thought of as being the toss-up Senate seats. Then in Florida, Rick Scott is pulling ahead of Bill Nelson. Rick Scott, the current governor of Florida, very strong position. He will beat Bill Nelson, the incumbent Florida senator. Oh, and then I'll throw in one more in Indiana. By the way, all of these are red states. Mike Braun will beat Joe Donnelly. This is maybe the hardest to call. Mike Braun should beat, may beat Joe Donnelly. And of those six, I gave five of them to the Republicans. That's why I'm giving you a total result on November 6th of 55, the current 50 plus those five. And I'm giving Indiana to the Democrats, so they go up to 45. Their current count is 44 on the Real Clear Politics scorecard. I hope this doesn't sound too technical, but I'm explaining my 55 to 45 scorecard, but forecast. And that's really strong. All righty, let's go to, we've got a caller already. in Texas, where Ted Cruz is certain to beat the idiot Beto O'Rourke, who's just coming apart at the seams. George, how are you doing?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, George.
Well, you know, the thing is, I watched a debate last night, and guess what? The questions Beto answered, he did not tell you what his real policies were. He didn't really ask the question. He was dodging the question. And the only thing they tried to get Ted Cruz on was when he was talking about civility, and the moderator tried to interrupt him, and Ted Cruz sat there and said, please don't interrupt me. And they made it look like he snapped, you know, viciously snapped at the moderator. That's the only thing they got.
Well, which means they got nothing. And, I'm sure you agree with me. This guy, O'Rourke, then the Democrats were billing Beto O'Rourke as the next Barack Obama, the man who can save us, one of the terms they used for him, the man who can save us from Trump. And so O'Rourke is really not filling those shoes. Ted Cruz is going to beat him handily in Texas. So, and of course, you know, so Democrat candidates are falling apart and falling on their faces. Go ahead.
You know, the thing is, you know, I'm hearing like with the Democrats, others that, you know, they're pulling out all stops. I really think, you know, now we know their tips and tricks. And with technology, when you got the GoPro, you got camera phones, I think we're going to be, I think a lot of people are going to be finding vans and buses going from precinct and precinct and calling law enforcement to bust these people. So they don't go to the next precinct. You know, a lot of stuff. I mean, I really think a lot of election fraud is going to be caught and averted this next election.
Okay, George, you're prescient in your statement there because, yes, the people on the ground, in what I've read, are saying that the Republican ground game, they call it, is better organized for 2018 than it was for 2016. The Democrats are even impressed by the Republican ground game, which is the buses and the lawn signs and the calls that you talk about. So that's good. That's very good. Let me throw another one in here. I'm just looking here at the top of Drudge Report to see other good news for us patriots. And that is Drudge has a picture of the horde from Honduras that has now grown to over 4,000 people, a sea, an army of people that continues to grow with their Honduran blue and white flag there waving in front, marching towards the United States. And I say to the organizer of that march, bless your evil heart. Thank you, sir. Because your timing couldn't be better for us. Or worse for you. So America, as long as this is seen, George, as long as the networks will put it out there, and I haven't looked at CNN and these other places to see whether they're showing this graphic, but I mean, this is a marching, this is a, you know, a 20 abreast column of an invading army headed for us. And if the American people see that, then this will, you know, help us out. It will help us in the 2018 House race. But let me now, George, give you some analysis and explain why the House race is close, why it's not as good as the Senate, why it's not as good as the presidential race. And let me just start with a fundamental fact. The House, of those three things, the House, the Senate, and the presidency, the House is the branch of government that most reflects, you could say, democracy. And I'll explain that in detail right after this break.
The first First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
We're back, folks. And, George, are you still on the phone with us?
Yes, I am.
All righty. I'm just explaining here that the House is the most democratic of those three institutions, House, Senate, and Presidency. And by that, I mean this. What's the 800-pound gorilla in our American living room? It's the immigration invasion. That's the big deal. We are being invaded by non-European peoples. Epitomized by this, exemplified by this 4,000 and growing horde coming up the 1,600 miles from, how do you pronounce it, Tegucigalpa, Honduras, the capital of Honduras. It's 1,600 miles to Brownsville, Texas. How far is that? This army's marching 1,600 miles. If I were to leave my house and march to Brownsville, it's 1,600 miles. Or if I were to start in Brownsville, it's 1,600 miles to Los Angeles. Or if I were to go east, it's just a shade over 1,600 miles to march to New York City. In fact, if I want to go northeast, I can march all the way to Windsor, Ontario, Canada, and it's less than 1,600 miles. That's how far these people are going to go in their invasion of the U.S. That's the big the big, big issue. And what it's doing, it's happening every year. Millions of people, millions, plural, are coming into the U.S. every year. And they're not Europeans. And they are voting. They're also being counted by the Census Bureau, sad to say, in our census, so that congressional districts in the House are being created out of their numbers. So if
they shouldn't be counted in the census.
Yes, of course they should not, but they are, in many cases they are. So 22 million of them, what they are doing is they are swelling up congressional districts that are controlled by the Democrats. And now let me make my point here. The House goes through a complete change out or election every 2 years. And so if our population is changing, it will be reflected in that Democratic vote for the House well before we will see the change in the Senate. Think about this, folks. Only one third of senators, 33 or 34 each year, face reelection. That's the case this year. So change is slower in the Senate. In the presidency, why is change slower in the presidency? Because the presidency is decided not by the Democratic vote total, which Hillary won, we are told, by 3 million votes. It's decided in the Electoral College. Now, our founders, wisely, to disperse power and to avoid concentration in the largest states like New York at the time of the colonies, they gave the same number of senators to the smallest states as to the largest. So my state here of North Dakota has two senators, same as California, which is 50 times more populous than North Dakota. Yet we have the same representation in the Senate. That means now these small states, which tend to be rural, which tend to be very white, like North Dakota, which is 95% white, like Virginia, which is 95% white. These states, this gives power disproportionately to these white European conservative Republican states. And that's what that was essential to Donald Trump's victory. If the election had been decided by Los Angeles, New York, and Chicago and Miami, Hillary would have won. Or the popular vote, she would have won. So my point is this: if you're wondering, wait, well, why can't we win in the House? The Trump phenomenon is sweeping the nation. We're going to be very strong in the Senate. We won the Electoral College strongly. Donald Trump won in the Electoral College, so those are good. But the problem is that the House is the foreshadowing of what's to follow. If the House is going to the invaders, the Senate will follow unless the pattern is changed, unless the invasion is stopped, and the presidency will follow in the same way. So that's Kelso's source of anxiety, folks. I really have only one source of anxiety. It's the immigration invasion. That's what causes me to.
You know, the thing is, I was Donald Trump, for that caravan going across, I mean, you say I would deploy the National Guard on where they're going to meet. But also between the National Guard and the actual border, I'd be planting landmines, letting them know you can't come in.
Well, okay, now let me give you my commentary on that. We can't go that. Your last suggestion there, we can't do. Your first suggestion we can do. The National Guard, yes. The military, the 10th Mountain Division can be deployed. It is their job to defend our country. And if you're not defending Texas, you're not defending our country from an invasion, a hostile invasion. But no, landmines and, active shooting of people crossing our border, we can't do that. I'll talk a little bit about it right after this break. Stay with us, George. We'll be right back.
It'll still last 10 years like it should. 'Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. Good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in two NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun
over there.
Telling me,
I've got to beware. We're back, folks.
I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound?
The ever insightful George is with us on the phone, and the talking about the upcoming. I'm going to talk for a second about the Trump phenomenon. And what happens when you have an immigration invasion? And what is the Trump phenomenon? I will say this. Well, let me preface it. What nations, in order for a nation to defend itself, to continue to live, to be a permanent place, what must the people of that nation do? They must. If they don't do it, forget about it. Now, we didn't have to do this 1,000 years ago. When we were a European population isolated geographically in Europe, and 2,000 and 3,000 years ago, we were separated from the rest of the races of the world by the Caucasus Mountains, by the Mediterranean Sea, by the Sahara Desert, by the Bosporus and the Black Sea. We were separated. And so we had our own, we had in effect a wall. It was a geographic wall that kept us isolated from other peoples for thousands of years. And that was the time in which we evolved, developed, built our civilization, became who we are.
both biologically and culturally. Now, but we don't have that anymore. Now, what must exist for a people to survive? They have to have an esprit de corps. They have to have a high morale. They have to have a high pride in themselves. They have to have the determination to continue to live as the people they are, not as a conceptual nation, but as a biological family. Now, of the nations of the world today, who gets it? Are there any European peoples who get this, who live this, who are doing this? Yes, there are. We can name Poland. They get it. Poland will survive as a Polish nation because they get it. Austria gets it. Hungary gets it. Let's leave Austria off the list for a second because they're not quite as good as these, what they're called Visegrad nations. Poland, Hungary, Slovakia, and the Czech Republic. Those
also
four
the
nations,
Russian Federation too.
No, the Russians don't get it as strongly as those four peoples. The Russians have got some good things going, but they have been invaded. Russia is not a all-Russian nation. And there's millions of Muslims living in Russia, and big problems there in Russia. But yes, the Russians do have an esprit as Russians. So you're right about that, George. But I'm telling you, these four nations, Poland is a Polish nation, Hungary, Slovakia, and the Czech Republic likewise. They are a peoples, and they're not going to tolerate being invaded. Their leadership now reflects this. Viktor Orban in Hungary has a two-thirds supermajority. Those four nations get it. Now, if a nation doesn't get it, they're not going to survive. If they allow themselves to be invaded, the invasion will simply go on until they no longer have a sustainable existence as a European family. Now, that is the Trump phenomenon. Let me define it now. What is the Trump phenomenon? It is Europeans acting like a real, functional, permanent family. That's what the Trump phenomenon is. That's what Donald Trump introduced into our politics. A man who speaks as a European who wants our nation to make it great again. He wants America, our people, to come first. Think of ourselves, our own survival. Think of ourselves as a family. And that's why all of his rallies are like love-ins of Europeans, of our family. And it feels like a family. The love is palpable in these rallies. That is the Trump phenomenon. And that is what has overtaken Hungary and Slovakia and the Czech Republic and Poland. Now, those nations that don't get it are going to be swamped with these invasions of people like these Hondurans.
But, you know, the thing is, I know, you know, the president has gave ultimatums, I think, to Honduras and Guatemala, and I think Mexico is next. But the next ultimatum Trump should give to is the United Nations, because they're behind us with the non-government and with the NGOs.
Well,
and
sure, they're part of it. They're part of it, for sure. But now, let's get to the core of it, Drew. I'll tell you what's behind it even more than the United Nations or any other group of people or organization, and that's us. We, as white Americans, European Americans, we must become a family, and we must become a functional family that can grow out to include most of us so that we can – and let me give this out as a hopeful thing, folks – I'm sounding pessimistic about those nations that have been heavily invaded, like our own. Where's their future? Here's the Trump phenomenon in our future here in America. Trump has said, what I'm building is a movement. It's not a campaign. It's not just political. It's a movement. The Trump phenomenon is a movement. Can this movement continue to exist in a country that has been swamped, where we no longer can elect a president, where we can no longer be a majority in the House of Representatives, where we lose the Senate and then lose the Supreme Court, where we lose the levers of power of government? Can we still be a Trump phenomenon? Can we be a European family?
Kelso's answer, yes. Yes, we can. Sorry to use the Obama phrase or the Mexican phrase, si, si, puede. Yes, we can do this. We can survive as a people. It better to have complete control and sovereignty over your own land. Obviously, that's the ideal. But if you don't achieve that, can you survive as a virtual people? That might be the wrong adjective. Can you survive in a sea of non-Europeans? Yes, we can. If we have this consciousness and we value ourselves as Europeans, if we want to, you know, stay among ourselves, build up our families and go on, how long? Forever. For thousands of years, we can do it. And other peoples have done this. You can look at other peoples who've managed to survive in a sea of basically aliens. You know, examples that come to mind are Indian tribes, Amish, Mennonites, Jews. Think of peoples who have survived. Catholics are a good example. Catholics have maintained, they maintained school systems, social systems, separate from the rest of the population, beautifully sustaining a Catholic population as a minority in a larger, heavily Protestant population. And there are other examples. Yeah, go ahead.
What about the white farmers and the white people in South Africa? You know, even though they're being attacked, I know they'll survive and go on.
They're doing right now, yes, what they are doing is the 4 million whites in South Africa, they are doing, they're struggling hard to do just this, to maintain a virtual nation, a white nation in a sea of about 50 million, you know, black Africans. And they were overwhelmed by an invasion. They did not, formerly, they were not such a small percentage of the population. They had a much better chance way back when, you know, very recently. And they blew it. They blew their opportunity. But they're fighting back. And they are surviving as a virtual nation. That's the Trump phenomenon active in South Africa. The Zeitlanders, we've had Simon Roach on as a guest of the show. And he is one of the officials of the Zeitlanders, a group of over 100,000 South Africans who are preserving themselves as a people, which is their right. And so this is the Trump phenomenon that will go on. If we lose the House in 19 days on November 6th, the Trump phenomenon is going to go on no matter what we lose. Trump has started something. He has created something that cannot be undone.
You know, the thing is about the impeachment, because I really think impeaching Trump is not a good campaign slogan for the Democrats. And like I say, if they win the House, they try to impeach Trump, you know, I don't really think they'll make it through the trial in the Senate, or I don't think there'll be a trial in the Senate.
Well, let me add another layer to this, George. You bring a good thought in there. Trump is accomplishing a number of things, but on two different levels. He is capturing real political power in which to enact legislation and to do things. For instance, he has put two Supreme Court justices in place who will last 30 years each, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. And this will help. This will give us a protection. We may come to a point where those two guys are incredibly important to our survival and protection in America. We may have lost the presidency, the Senate, and the House when those two guys are still, you know, going strong 20 years from now. So he is enacting things. He's tried to build the wall. He's been thwarted by his enemies, but he has he's done a lot of things. That's on one level, political success. But on another level, he's building our morale on a what would you say, on that movement level. So when those 30,000 people get together in Elko, Nevada, they are building. That's the cadre. That's the army. That's the formation of Europeans in that area, which will go on. That toothpaste will not be put back in the tube. Donald Trump has started something. That this crowd, this patriot, you people in this audience. The Trump phenomenon crowd, the Trump, revolution. You are it. You are our future. There is not some other group of people. that is, you know, holier than thou, that's better than the Trump phenomenon or the Trump revolution, you know, and Trump will fall and this other group will come in its place. Especially, I speak here of my own experience in the past with white nationalists, who are a huge problem for the success of the Trump revolution. You know, those failed tiny backwards efforts, those have to be shunted off to the side. And this family building of our people, just on a red-blooded patriot basis, the way the Hungarians and the Poles, people not too enamored of Nazis, the Slovakians and the Czechs. This is the other layer that Donald Trump is laying down, is a future for us, even in the context of political failure, of lack of political power. Will we have the morale power to persist as a people? And I'm submitting that we will. I think Trump's laying a very, very good foundation for that. And all of us in this audience, in this show, we are the Trump phenomenon. We will go on beyond Kelso. I'm old like Trump. And when Trump is gone and Kelso is gone, you younger folks out there, you will carry on something that will be remembered as having been started by Donald John Trump. And it is that. Yeah, go ahead, George.
Well, you know, going back to the Senate, you know, I really think Elizabeth Warren is going to be unseated, because I really think she really screwed herself.
Yes, she did.
She's more white than probably you are.
Well,
you know what I mean.
There's not much more than 100%, but yes. But be that as it may, that particular outcome. I'm trying to transcend individual political outcomes here and get people prepared for November 6th. I'm hoping we're going to have a real hoot here on November 6th, and we're going to be jumping up and down, and I'm knocking my microphone off the table with happiness as we hold the House. But remember, this will give us time for Donald Trump to put in. Oh, one of our callers made a point here. In fact, one of our callers called up and made the point, and I've forgotten about this. After the November 6th election, there is a lame duck period in which, if we do lose the House during the lame duck Congress, things like the wall could be forced through by Trump. He could say to these Republican clowns who've thwarted him up to now, hey, you've got a couple months left to or you won't be able to show your face in public if you don't fund a wall and do a number of other things prior to Nancy Pelosi becoming the Speaker of the House on January 20th, that these people would be sworn in as a result of the November 6th election. So there's a glimmer of hope there. So I just want to get everybody ready for and share my belief with you that the Trump phenomenon is something, it's a movement. It transcends whatever political success or failure we experience over the next 6 years of the Trump presidency. And that's assuming that he wins in 2020.
I really think the Democrats are not going to take the House. I really think it's going to be slaughter. You know, they're going to lose more seats. But here's another thing. If they do try to take the House, and there's evidence of a lot of rampant voter fraud, you know, the House of Representatives has the power to judge and qualify every election.
Well, okay, so, you're grasping. Yeah, George, that's straws. You're grasping at straws, and I appreciate that. But no, that's not going to. I'll tell you this: if we're going to have continuing political success, Donald Trump is going to have to be able to build the wall, bring end chain migration, institute internal, what's called internal immigration. Enforcement, meaning you kick them out of your country when they're apprehended. Right now, they're not kicked out of the country. Donald Trump is being thwarted. You kick them all out from any age, you know, whatever they're saying, refugee, other BS that they're saying, you kick them all out. If Trump can achieve that in the next 6 years, then we can ethnically survive as a nation in the way that the Hungarians, the Poles, the Czechs, and the Slovaks are going to survive. Otherwise, then we go into a minority status where we will survive as a people, but on a different, politically less successful basis. We'll be right back with our...
I'm going to let you go.
We're going to go to Jeff in Michigan and John in Missouri right after this break. Thanks, folks.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendovite. Guess my opinion is all out of style.
Oh, but don't get me started.
Welcome back, folks. We're in our last segment here on October 17th, 2018. We got two callers. Thank you to George. We got two callers waiting online, John in Missouri, and we had somebody else, but let's go to John in Missouri. Are you there, John?
Yeah, I'm here, James. Hey, you were talking about this immigration thing. Have you ever seen any correlation between abortions and immigration?
Well, fill me in. Where are you going with that?
Well, if they didn't abort their babies, they'd have plenty of liberals. I just looked it up. We've aborted 60 million children in 73 when Roe versus Wade. I would guess the majority of the abortions are taking place with the liberal sect.
Well, I think that is an unknown. Who's getting the abortions? I don't know if anybody has quantified that.
Assuming it. It seems that the Democrats are the ones that are for abortion. That's what that whole big deal with Kavanaugh was. They were worried
about
Roe versus Wade.
The Amish
community does not get abortions, and they double their population every 20 years. It seems to me there'd be a mess of Democrats out there if they quit killing their babies.
Yes. Well, a high fertility rate is a magical and wonderful thing. And we have up here in North Dakota, we have one group of isolated, self-isolated, wonderful ethnic population of white folks is the Hutterites. The Hutterites, when you meet them in person, are wonderful people. Their communities are, crime is non-existent. Everything's clean and beautiful. And, they have fun. And they marry among themselves, and they give freedom to their kids. If a kid wants to leave the Hutterite movement, they can. They invite them to leave if they don't really want to be there. I'll go into that maybe in some other show. But the Hutterites, they have a high fertility rate, and you're right. And so their numbers grow spectacularly. This is what your ancestors, John and mine, if you go back to your great-great-great-grandmother and you look at the birth rates that your ancestors had, I'm really into ancestry, and you start researching your family tree, and all these grandmothers of yours had 8 children and more.
Right.
And 6 was common. Yeah, it was common. So they really, their population grew. And so the Hutterites, for instance, when they double their population, which they do very quickly, they then do something called they create a daughter colony. They split off half. If they got 200 people in a colony, they split it in half, and 100 of them go off to it. They buy the property because they're very successful. They buy new farmland, and the hundred people go off. They draw lots, and that 100 goes off to the new daughter colony. And then those 2 daughter colonies double in size, and they split. It's exponential. It's wonderful. It's a great way to preserve your people. I don't know exactly how, John, we can get that going among the general white population. We sure want to encourage more families, bigger families. That's sure worth talking about.
Encourage just don't kill them.
That too. And the elevation of Kavanaugh is a very good step in the right direction. John, thank you. From the great state of Missouri,
we'll see you later.
We'll see you tomorrow. So long, folks.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.